The Hideous Creature Show.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, never, ever, ever, ever leave each other. We're the best three friends that anybody could have. I mean the three best friends that anybody could have. That's right, the three best friends that
from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, July 22nd, 2010. And this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's Jill.
My name's Charlie.
I'm Pat.
And this is episode 53. Thank you guys for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets.
I realized that I was gone on the fucking 52nd show.
Yeah, we had a sausage fest last week.
Oh, you did.
Did you listen? Did you listen to the show?
No, I haven't listened yet. But I realized that and was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, it turned into
52nd.
It turned into a drunken affair. There was a bunch of people. There was a Seattle rally for mopeds. So a bunch of people were over here working on bikes constantly, and there was tons of barbecue and lots of people drinking, and they were making moonshine, cutter shine in the kitchen.
Wow.
Jesse made a still, and they sat there, and they made pure alcohol. And
you guys drank it?
No. Well, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I think that's when I got kind of weird. Things got a little iffy.
I didn't drink that much of it, but...
You couldn't.
Yeah, well, it evaporates in your mouth like Necco wafers. It does. Like, you put it in your mouth and half of it's gone. And I was told this, and I was like, oh, you're right. You know?
You're just trying to swallow a drop.
I'm like, you're an honest salesman, Caleb.
Yeah. It was good. Those guys sat down there, and you have to spray. There's a copper coil that comes off of the actual... He basically bought a pressure cooker, drilled a hole in it, and sealed the hole, and then up from the hole came this spiral copper tube. And then that went into, like, shot glasses so that they could kind of tell how many shots they were pouring in. And they basically put it into, like, a hillbilly jug.
Damn.
And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That sounds awesome.
It wasn't, like, crack, fun, which is fucked up because our neighborhood's going to hell in a handbasket. I got a story.
What?
What is it?
Okay. I was up here doing my thing. I think I was like posting the show or something like that. And I heard some ruckus in the backyard. So I go to the window and I look out, and there is a fucking cop in my backyard with her taser gun out.
No way.
Looking around like, what the fuck, you know. And so I go, whoa, there's a cop in my backyard. So,
holy crap.
And Cops is one of my favorite shows. So
obviously.
I was looking around for cameras.
Yeah.
Thinking it would be awesome if we, you know, had the
I'm going to be on TV.
Had a Hideous Creature Show shirt on and went out there. Be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And so I go out there, and immediately she goes, don't move, don't move. Whoops, I overdrove. And so I freeze.
Yeah.
And I notice that the door to the atrium of the house is wide open. And I'm thinking, great,
oh, shit.
I got a fucking crackhead in my basement. And I'm kind of like, that would be kind of interesting. So I go, I'm going to go. I tell her, hey, you know, I noticed that the door is open here, and I'm going to go inside and check to see what's going on inside. And she goes, okay. And so I go inside, and I check the basement, and there's nothing there. And I come back out, and I'm like, hey, I didn't find anything in the basement. She goes, go back in the house. Go back in the house. And I'm like, okay, okay. She goes, wait. Do you mind if we take a canine through your house? And I'm going...
You're like, Mingus, run.
Yeah, I was thinking Mingus, but I was also thinking of bongs sitting around from my roommates. And so I come in, and Mike is sleeping in his room. So, and I go, hey, hey, man, they want to search the house with the fucking cop dog. And Mike goes,
instead of being terrified, you're like, this is awesome.
I was so pumped for it.
I wish I had a video camera.
So he goes, what about the bongs? And I go, you fuckers, I tell you to hide that shit. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, those dogs will find it. Doesn't matter.
Well, you know. I don't,
it could be in the floorboard.
In my head, the dog's going to go straight for, you know, bong water instead of whoever they're looking
instead
for.
Instead of the crackhead.
So I go downstairs and I look for any kind of paraphernalia, like pot paraphernalia or whatever. Right. And I'm thinking, I hope that fucking somebody didn't find more funny drugs, like ha ha ha, like
laying
we were talking about
street.
On
yeah.
like on one of the episodes, we were talking about how Johnny had found that bag of meth,
and you put it up on your corkboard as a joke,
right on the refrigerator. So I'm looking around, I'm like, ah, shit, maybe I shouldn't have said yes, but I was so pumped.
And you want to cooperate?
Well, I wanted to be a helper.
You're a good
you
citizen.
You want to be a helper.
You pay
are
your
good
taxes.
Citizen.
You have
Plus,
nothing
you
to hide.
Plus, you don't want a fucking crackhead in your house.
Exactly.
But you want her to help you.
Right. So all of a sudden, there's like six cop cars out in front of my house.
Holy
and there's
shit.
Cops everywhere. And I'm going, hey, where's that cop?
You want
where's
some lemonade?
Dog? Where's that dog? And they, finally, the guy comes with the dog. And I go back into the house. I'm like, well, fuck it. But I can't stop thinking about it. Like I kind of got a little adrenaline rush. I'm like, whoa, you go, and so what ends up happening is that Mike is working like a 12-hour shift, so he's in his room taking a nap.
Yeah.
And I noticed that all the cops had congregated over onto one side of the house, over by my neighbor's house, and. So I knock on his door and I go, what's going on in there? Can I come in? He's like, yeah, come in. We go over and the crackhead decided to hide underneath my neighbor's porch.
Oh, my God.
And they pull him out and it was, you know, once they cuff him and everything, it's fine. And they start pulling shit out of his. He's wearing like a half shirt.
What's a half shirt?
It's a shirt.
You know, what's a half shirt? Come on, Patrick.
It's a shirt that's a half a shirt.
Oh, it's cut off at the bottom.
Yeah.
Which way? Vertically or horizontally? Maybe he only is like Willy
Wonka.
No, it's
like a half to show off your hot crack abs.
Yeah, to show off your crack abs. Exactly.
Washboard
crack abs.
And so we're looking through the window, and they're pulling this guy out, and they start pulling all this shit out of his shorts. I'm going, man, your skinny ass had like at least like 3 pounds of shit in there. Like he had a Christmas tree and some presents.
It was like Looney Tunes. They just keep pulling that shit out.
Exactly. It was like a clown car.
Yeah.
Fucking pants were a clown car. And so we're watching it and the dog's there and the dog's going crazy. The dog's like that loud yippy, like it's a big dog, but it all of a sudden sounds like a
That's
really
like
loud
the crack
chihuahua.
Alert. Crack, 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 crack. That's what the dog says.
I wonder if to train those dogs, they just give them crack.
Crack, crack, crack. Good Rufus. Good boy.
Who wants your crack kibble? Who wants your crack kibble?
Yeah, the dogs are on crack. That's how they find the crack.
Right. So they arrest the guy, and the guy, finally my neighbor comes over. I'm like, you had a crack under your porch. You had a crack under your porch. And he looks at me. He's like, what? What? And so he goes over there, and he doesn't play games.
He wasn't as excited as
you
were.
No, he was way more like kind of concerned that, you know.
You're like, yay.
I mean, if I found that crackhead in my basement, I would have like hit him with a chain or something.
With chainsaw.
Or actually, I would have extorted him. How much money you got on you?
Give me the money.
Give me the money.
I'll let you go.
And then I'll be,
what are in those presents?
Bring that crack dog in here. I got a crackhead. Did he have any money? Nope. No money.
No, I didn't see any money.
I didn't see any money.
There's a bottle of Listerine.
Look, he stole my money. What, are you going to listen to me or listen to a crackhead?
That crackhead's crazy. Listen to that
dog. He didn't have any money.
So that was a little bit of excitement. And we watched it, and there was no cameras. I was like, shit. God damn it, we could have promoted the show.
You want to totally be on cops.
I was down there with like a piece of cardboard writing Hideous Creature Show on it. Like
Hideous Creature Show around. Podcast. Oh, yeah, I caught the crack.
Woo! Justice.
Give me a waiver. Give me a waiver. I'm signing all the way all my rights.
So, yeah. So what the fuck is up with my neighborhood now? It's like going, it's going to shit.
That's weird. It's a great neighborhood, too.
Yeah, it's a really good neighborhood. Or at least I thought it was.
But
yeah.
What is it around that crackheads are, like,
crack.
What's around here?
Crack.
There's a crack tree somewhere.
There's a crack tree in the
It's hole. Under that guy's porch.
I was
crack
thinking,
bush.
If I was a crackhead, you know how, you know, crackheads have certain math in their heads? Wouldn't you bury your crack like a pirate?
Or a squirrel?
Like, it would be booty. Right.
Yeah. Like, the X marks the spot. Like, right. You just find all these X's all over the city. You're like, oh, man, crack booty.
Go to the Portlandia building, take 5 steps east, take turn west.
And you have some sort of crack syllabus. You're like, okay, I got enough crack now till Wednesday. Once Wednesday happens, me and Becky are going to go dig up more treasure. And then once we get that treasure, we're going to head to Mount Tabor.
We'll be good until Friday.
Yep.
And you know what? That keeps Becky in line.
And we're going to go buy 50 half shirts.
You know what keeps Becky in line? A good slap. That's all.
Well, and he was like, I got to call Becky. Can I borrow a phone? The cops? The cops are like, no.
No, you cannot.
But they were really cordial, and they had a big ass Ziploc super cop bag that they're putting all this stuff in.
Holy crap. I'd freak out if I looked out my window and there was a cop with a taser in my backyard.
Yeah, and well, the thing is also in the neighborhood, there's one cop that we call Hot Cop.
Ooh, was it Hot Cop?
No, Hot Cop wasn't around.
Damn.
There was.
She was off.
There was Butch Cop, and then there was. Ambiguous Cop
and Crack Dog
and then Crackhead and then the dog the guy just let the after the they had caught the crackhead the guy just let go of the dog and the dog just starts walking off into the neighborhood.
It's like, I gotta find more crack.
And no, he went right to the door. He wanted to get back in that cop car.
Oh, maybe he's trained.
Like, he had kibble in there?
He had treats. He was like, it's time for my pay.
So that was
hello.
That was kind of the fun that happened to me.
That's
this week.
Crazy.
So you were gone last week.
Yeah, I BT and I went to Bellingham to go crabbing with his family, and it was awesome. We caught a ton of crab. His parents have a boat, so you drop the big traps, and they left them overnight, so they'd been there the whole week. So right when we got there, we got to go out and pull up the traps, and they were fucking crazy with crab. And it was awesome. So we fucking boiled fresh crab and just ate it. I was covered in crab. It was delightful. But,
you had an exoskeleton?
Yeah. I turned into a crab. But we BT went to college in Bellingham. So we would hang out with his family. And then at night we would go into Bellingham and we went to some of the bars that he used to go to. He showed me all the houses he used to live in.
His old stomping grounds.
So I thought of you guys because we went to a bar called the Beaver's Inn, which was one of BT's hangouts. It's just like the local dive. Like, I swear to God, BT said that in his day they had like 50-cent cocktails and like $3 pitchers. Like, you went there to get fucking fucked up, you know?
Like 8 crab teenies.
Yeah. So we go there and we're just having some drinks. And BT and I are playing pool in the corner. And there's like everyone in there was 21 or they had a fake ID. Like, everyone was very young looking. They were children. I felt very old already when I was in there.
I feel horny now.
We're playing pool. They had a good jukebox. BT had put some songs in. And these two girls next to us put some songs in after him. And Hot for Teacher comes on the jukebox. And I immediately recognize it, obviously, because it's a great jam. The girl next to us says, oh, my God, Ashley, this is the band that I was telling you about. Listen to the drums. They're so crazy. Like, this is the band that I was telling you about. And I instantly felt like a fucking classic rock grandmother. They had just discovered Van Halen. Yeah. I think that she may have even said, I think it's called Van Halen. This is the band I was telling you about. Listen to the drums. And I was like, oh my God. I couldn't. They probably thought that I was a weirdo.
They probably thought it was named after a van.
Right. Who knows what they thought? And I could not stop staring at them. I was like transfixed, just waiting to hear what the next like line that came out of their tiny baby mouths.
What country is Cambodia in?
And they rocked out to Hot for Teacher because it's a rad song. I mean, it's... And then I started thinking, the first thing I thought of was, God, I wish June was here. That's the first thing I thought was, I wish June was here.
I would have gone, hey, you guys go, I got a Conan van outside. It's got this bitchin' mural of Conan on it.
I know Van Halen.
We can fuck to 1984.
They're like, when was that?
It's back in the Stone Age.
So then I started thinking, like, oh, my God, these bitches were probably born when I was in high school. Like, I went on to this, like elderly spiral that I was like, what the fuck? I know when I was young, like, I discovered my parents' classic rock. Is Van Halen really classic rock now?
Now it is.
I think it is. Yeah.
It's over 20 years
it
old.
It is. I had a revelation that I really am now in the classic rock
grandma
stage. Yeah. And classic rock now isn't fucking what it used to be. Now it's Van Halen.
You're gonna name your first child Getty,
and they're gonna be like, that's a weird name.
That's strange. It's Canadian.
Getty Pert.
Oh my God, Ashley, this is the band I was telling you about. I almost died.
Good times.
Yeah, it was great times.
Next thing you know, we're gonna be counting gray pubes.
Oh God.
So last week with Movie Madness, we had left it open so Patrick could extend his extended...
Jenny wasn't here either.
And Jenny wasn't here. So we're going to jump back into Movie Madness. And because Jenny wasn't here, there might be some...
Repeats
on what we're going to play. But why don't we do a Movie Madness?
Sure. Movie Madness is a game that we play here on the show where a movie is chosen and we play clips from that movie throughout the show and try to guess what it is. And you, as a listener, can also play along.
Officer, the guy walked into the bushes. I figured he was taking a leak, but he never came
back. We're having technical
I wish that I would have just been able to hear one clip and be like, I know it.
Yeah, me too, last week. Took me forever.
Do you want another clip?
Yeah, I'll take another.
What do you say, bro?
You know, I don't know. Mr. Lee is Korean. I happen to be Japanese in case you never bought.
Oh, these are being weird.
Crazy.
These aren't as good. Last week, we weren't having these problems, but.
Oh, we'll work through it. Whatever.
We'll get through it.
So, I do have one more story from Bellingham that cracked me up. We went camping outside of Bellingham, and I saw tons of deer. I think I saw 9 deer total. We would just see them beside the road, or you know, see. Actually, one night when I was out peeing behind a tree, 2 deers were just standing right next to me. First, it fucking scared the shit out of me, and then I was like, "Oh, hi, you want to come talk to me?
Hi, little baby.
Hi, little fella."
But it was after we were at the Beaver's Inn and we were driving back to the campground and we're sitting behind one car at a crosswalk. And BT was like, what the fuck? Like, what is taking so long? Who is crossing the road? And it was a fucking mama deer and her baby. I am not shitting you. They crossed at the crosswalk.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did they hit a little button?
I don't know, but that's what I imagined. I imagined that they hit the button with the hoof. And they waited, but they crossed on the crosswalk.
But it wasn't like a deer crossing; it was an actual
people pedestrian
they think
crosswalk.
They're people.
They think they're people. And the funniest thing was, BT was like, "What the fuck, slow person is at the crosswalk?" And then we were like, "Oh my god,
it's the deers."
And the mama deer was like ushering the little babe across the crosswalk. It was the cutest, most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's crazy because we're city people. Well, you grew up in Montana, but we're city folk.
Well, and Bellingham is a city. I mean, it's near the... But it's a city.
Oh, you were up in Bellingham?
Yeah.
So you were way up there. All right, so let's move into topic of the week for episode 53. It is our toy commercials that we remember from being kids and stuff. So we went on and...
Toys that you wanted.
Toys that we
or
wanted.
Or that we remembered.
Right.
Or toys that have repulsed us.
Nostalgic properties, too. So, this is Topic of the Week. Okay, so the first one, Jenny's got a list, and she's going to read them off, and we'll play the audio for them.
The first one, one of the ones that stuck out for all three of us was fucking Hungry
If you want to win the game, you gotta take a good aim and get the most marbles with your hippo.
What a fucking shitty game. It's chaos.
I wanted it, though.
It's chaos, and all you have to do is press your finger down.
Hungry Hippos is the name of the game, and whoever hippo gets the most marbles
wins.
Playing Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It's so, I remember my friend Adrian had this game, and we played it, and it was just...
Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, you do it, and you play it three times, and you're like, I'm done.
It's the game that you get, your parents are so pissed that someone bought it for you because it's just loud. That's all it is. It's just kids smacking a lever, a hippo lever.
Yeah, and the thing, and it was loud. It was like basically like sitting on a plastic drum
with marbles.
Yeah.
And it's the same fucking thing
and
every
kids,
time you play it.
Kids get aggro too because they want to get those marbles.
You got to get those marbles.
You got to win.
That's how
I will
win.
Not lose Hungry Hippos again, motherfucker. All right, what's the next one, Jenny?
The next one actually was one that we all decided that we never wanted as a kid. None of us ever had as a kid. Was fucking My Buddy.
It's sold separately from Play School.
Oops. Did anybody have this?
We'll be right back. No, I never had it. I didn't want it. He's like a stalker.
Well, that and it just fucking sticks in your head. And then there's
the thing that always pissed me off about this was that the guys got My Buddy and all we got was Kid Sister. Like, I can't make a friend. I just have to hang out with my sister. I love my sister, by the way, Sarah. I love you. But fucking My Buddy, he gets to climb up a tree. Kid Sister. Kid Sister.
Well, how did it go? It was like, my buddy and me, we like to climb up a tree. My buddy and me, we are the best friends I can be. And then Kid Sister, she's taking my clothes and using my stuff.
And stealing my boyfriend.
And that bitch will never shut up.
Exactly.
And I had to pay for her abortion.
Yeah, like, why? I already have a Kid Sister. Why would I buy one? God.
I just love where Kid Sister, wherever I go, you're gonna fucking go.
You're gonna go.
You have no choice.
It's a power trip.
Oh, God.
You're the Kid Sister. That's
this
what
is why
you
I don't
do.
Like the Aryan race. Blonde hair, blue eyes. You're going to do what I tell you.
Oh, and
to
she
do.
Totally is. Kid Sister looks like the Swiss Miss.
No, I noticed that, yeah.
She has like the braids.
Hot. Not hot at all.
No, well, she's the kid, Patrick.
Well, that's why she's not hot.
I wonder if that's like the. Never mind. I was going to say it was going to be like the first real doll.
I just want to say that.
It kind of is, though.
You're the
like
Swiss.
That's, I don't know. I didn't want a doll that was like as big as me.
You're,
I don't know.
You're the Swiss Miss girl, and then you graduate to the St. Pauli's girl, and then you graduate
to
the
real
doll.
All right, so what do we got next?
Next, we have the creepiest of all.
Show and tell time.
Another teddy bear? My teddy's name is Teddy Ruxpin. He talks, he tells stories.
And all the kids are like, your teddy bear sucks.
Four bachelors not included.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yeah.
All the kids are like, yeah, we like retarded Jimmy now.
I would like you.
Teddy Ruxpin, the storytelling bear, comes with illustrated book and cassette.
Not to mention, it sounds like a tampon commercial. Also,
batteries are not
buy
included.
All our places and toys.
Ding. Buy everything else that we make.
Did you ever have a Teddy Ruxpin? Did
no.
you know somebody that did?
I
yes.
knew someone who did, but it was kind of it looked it had been chewed on by their dog, so it didn't
it
really work
was.
That well. And
our
I want to say
there, toy, our dog toy.
I want to say there were stains on it, and I don't know if they were curry stains or what they were.
It was the dad.
I remember
I think so.
Back in the 90s in Portland, those Teddy Ruxpin tapes. There was a place in Portland called Wacky Willie's, and it was kind of a surplus store that just sold shit that
no one wanted.
No one really wanted, or that the manufacturers actually just kind of gave away. And you get somebody with a pickup truck that just grabbed boxes of the shit. But this place, Wacky Willie's, had all these Teddy Ruxpin tapes. And back in the early 90s in Portland, I remember everybody in a band had their demo or like a three-song cassette on those Teddy Ruxpin tapes because they were only like a quarter each and they came with a case. So you go to Kinko's.
All you got to do is tape over those little top parts, right, and you could record on them.
And what would happen is there was a couple other holes in top. If anybody remembers this, they'll be laughing.
What, cassettes?
They were little cassettes. No, but there were holes. But there were.
I'm old too. Goddamn.
There were four holes, and if you didn't tape over all of them, it would have this.
Or it wouldn't even let you press like play and record. Like back when you had to press play and record on your cassette player, you had to tape over. Or if you had something really awesome you didn't want anybody to record over, you pop those little tabs off, and then you were good to go.
Jenny's mixtape number 4.
I wish I ever could record over this lover boy, but goddamn, Jenny.
This is the best Air Supply you'll ever see.
So, yeah, everybody had those, and I think I still have one. I bet it's right behind you. I'll show you.
I don't believe you.
Let's do another one, Jenny. What do you got?
Number 4 is the most fucking annoying song for the best toy ever. Oh, no. Okay.
It's My Pretty Pony.
Peekaboo Babies.
Peekaboo Baby. Pretty Pony Peekaboo. Peekaboo Baby.
I had a Peekaboo Baby.
This is the Big Red song. It is the Big Red song. You can sing the Big Red. Like the dude just like, oh, I don't know, fucking, I'm making another paycheck.
Well, that was probably part of the SNL like idea was make
the
Big Red.
No, not the Big Red. The twist.
Not the SNL.
No, I'm talking about make your goodbyes a little longer.
Goodbyes a little longer. Make it last a little longer.
Give your breath long-lasting freshness with Peekaboo Pony.
Yeah, it's the same song. I bet it's the same.
I did have a Peekaboo Pony, and I was a Peekaboo Mommy. So I just want to put that out there.
Hey, Patrick, do you have a movie madness for Jen Jen?
Yeah, for Jen Jen.
For the Peekaboo Mommy.
That's a hell of a way to treat a vet, man.
You're an animal doctor?
No, a vet. A veteran. I was in Nam, man.
What were you, a drummer boy? You must have been 10 years old.
That sounds really, really familiar to me.
But again, some of these are going to be repeats.
I'm sure.
Get Jenny up to speed.
We did a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, by the way, last week, Patrick and I were crocked.
By the end of it, yeah.
So you
skipped one.
Did I?
In my list. Well, you might want to go back to one before Teddy Ruxpin.
Okay, the Monchichi?
Yes, the Monchichi, which wasn't even that cool of a doll, but the song will never leave you.
No shit, that thing is hooked in my head.
It will never ever go away.
One thing I have to say for people that are listening is that you're not going to get the tunes stuck in your head because we're playing back to back different ones back to back. But this one in particular, stuck in my fucking head forever. The Monchichi.
It's Monchichi, girl doll, boy doll. School time and football fan outfits are each sold separately.
Monchichi, Monchichi, oh, so soft and cuddly. With a dick in your butt, you're really cute.
It's always the joke, right? Because it's with the thumb in the mouth that's really neat. And in my school, we all think thumb in the butt is really neat. Like it was constant thumb in the butt.
Dick in your butt is really neat.
Yeah. Fun to wiggle the little feet. Like it's not fun to wiggle the little feet. You're lying.
No, it's a crap. It's a shit toy.
Also, when they say wiggle, I always think when I heard it, they should say wiggle your ass. Not
fun to
your
wiggle your little ass.
I think it rhymes with. I think that's what the composer was going.
No, its thumb in the mouth is really neat. Fun to wiggle the little feet. Doy, totally rhymes.
Wiggle your ass when you're standing on the street.
You could do that.
Munchy.
Especially if your dick in the butt is really neat. Then fun to wiggle your ass on the street. Yeah.
This next one is a toy that I wanted really, really bad as a kid, and never got it.
I didn't really know, and it was probably because I grew up a girl.
Right.
So I didn't. Girl parts. But when you played this I remembered the commercial.
When you played it, I went, fuck yeah, I know, I think I wanted
What's
this.
What's awesome is they got Orson Welles to do
Can
it.
Can you imagine that paycheck?
Yeah. And he's sober in this one.
And kids don't know who Orson Welles is, but he still sells it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Last night, I journeyed backwards in time to the medieval world. Dark Tower. In this amazing game, I had to find three keys, lay siege to the tower, and defeat the enemy within. Each move was a challenge. The computer kept track, giving me secret information, pictures, sounds, surprises. Then, ahead of my opponent, I made my move. The battle was joined, and I was victorious. Dark Tower from MB Electronics.
I was victorious.
I bet he shot this the same time he was trying to peddle wine. Remember when Orson Welles was peddling wine and Dark
Towers?
Oh,
was that Burgundy shit? Yeah, did you ever see the commercials with him
really
drunk?
They probably shot it in the same studio. They're like, now do Dark Tower. Now wine.
Yeah, and then cut to Manchichi. You've got me for another 20 minutes.
Now sing the Manchichi song.
But I wanted that so bad. So bad I never got it.
Well, now that I see it, I want it now.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. All right, so what's the next one?
The next one is a fucking classic. All I'm going to say is, pretty sneaky, sis.
I remember this, and I remember that stupid fucking haircut that the kid had.
Oh, that bowl haircut? That kid needs a style.
I always eight is enough haircut.
Yeah,
that has
totally
still,
eight is
it
enough.
It still hasn't gone away.
No, kid still has it.
Ever seen a movie called Liar Liar? The kid had it. They brought it back for that one.
Ugh.
I always thought of it as the mushroom cut.
Yeah.
Because it always floofed up in the
back. It's like the dickhead cut.
You want to punch that kid.
Those kids don't turn out to be any good.
And I mean dickhead like mushroom dickhead.
But here it is.
The Vertical Checkers Game from Milton Bradley.
Oh, shit.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
The name of the game is Connect Four.
Gotcha. Four cross. One more game.
Object, connect four of your checkers in a row while preventing your opponent from doing the same. But look out. Your opponent can sneak up on you and win the game.
I won. Where? I can't.
Here, comes. Diagonally. Pretty sneaky, sis.
Connect Four, the Vertical Checkers game from Milton Bradley.
I love how they have to have the boy win first and then the girl.
But the girl sneaks is sneaky.
Yeah, because
she outsmarts the boy with his mushroom dickhead.
I prefer the term conniving.
Conniving whore.
Also, did you notice there's no music
jingle.
In it?
There's no jingle.
There is no jingle.
This is actually beside the fucking peekaboo pony, is like the only doll, the only toy in the list that I actually owned. I did have a Connect Four. And my sister and I would play, and we would say, pretty sneaky, sis. Like, even if nobody was sneaky, we would say it constantly.
Pretty sneaky, kid, sister.
Because you just wanted to be on, you wanted to be on TV.
I did. I really did.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
Next, we have the best toy of all that actually did injure my kid sister.
Okay, everybody, come outside. Everybody ready for a wild, wet ride?
Yep, slip and slide.
You can put it on your lawn, turn the water on, then you run, 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 and you're sliding on your tongue.
On your tongue?
On your tongue.
Ew.
It's a lot of fun to play when the thrill goes all the way. Slip and slide.
Slip and slide comes with plastic slide and fasteners from Wham-O.
Slip and slide comes with a fucking plastic thing and look for rocks underneath.
Yeah. I remember
it.
We didn't have slip and slide.
Did you use garbage bag slide?
No, we
Your
used.
Your dad is drunk with those again.
We used
garbage bag.
Do you remember
rocks and pine cones?
Dog is chasing me.
That song was done by the Pedophiliacs fucking chorus. You're gonna be riding on your tum.
When
we were kids, we would weatherize the house, right? You know, with the with that plastic shit.
Dad was a recycler.
It came in a roll, a big plastic roll. So what we did is we just took what wasn't used.
That's all slip and slide is.
Right, and we took Dawn. I remember getting
get that soapy.
Get the soapy
get
in there to make
it,
because goddamn thing was not fast enough. Had to go faster. But I remember going through and you'd have a couple, demo runs on it and you're like, rock. So, and we'd put Dawn on it and just hit it with the hose.
So, we played slip and slide at my house until my sister broke her fucking leg. And she broke it bad, too. We were sliding, and she slipped and broke. And her leg was all fucking weird to the side. And I, as a kid, could not stop laughing. Like, I'm pointing and laughing, because there's nothing funnier than when someone gets hurt, right?
And it's before cameras.
Right.
So there's no way to rewatch it.
Your mind is the camera.
You had to close your eye and pinch yourself real hard.
I'm pointing and laughing at Sarah. And then she's like, ah! Like, she's really crying. And I felt so shitty. And I was like, Mom, I think Sarah hurt herself. Like, her leg was fucking off kilter. It was all fucked up. And my sister spent the whole summer in a cast. Like, a full leg cast,
and you're
too.
Like, you're just doing the slip and slide, and she's sitting there in crutches.
Yeah. No, my mom threw away the slip and slide after Sarah broke her leg. It wasn't just like a, ow, pine cone. Like, she fucked up her leg.
Oh, Cassin Vigodin.
Yeah, and so we got rid of the slip and slide after that. But I felt so, it was like my very first, like, point and laugh at somebody really hurt and then feeling really bad about it.
Okay, well, what's the next one?
The next one is what we talked about on the show before.
Right.
The toys that we wanted. This is the toy I really wanted. And Sweet June.
Ice cubes and then get a snow cone out. Yum yum fun is what it's all about.
Some assembly required, and you mix the punch flavor.
It's yummy, Snoopy. It's the yum fun that's cool and candy.
Okay, wait.
Snoopy Snow Cone Machine comes with everything you see here from Hasbro.
Couldn't you see this like as some sort of like porn distribution with like John Holmes
it's
running the show?
John Holmes.
Okay, so think about it like as a porn star, like putting this fucking thing out.
So June, this as sweet as he is, actually was looking to online to buy me a Snoopy Snow Cone
Machine.
Yeah, I was
going to surprise you with
it. Because I never had one as a kid, but they're expensive.
No, it actually wasn't that bad. But I just thought about, you're not going to use it. And
you'll
I also
use it once, though, and once is
know,
all you need to do to get back to your childhood.
We can make alcoholic snow cones.
Well, this is also
we
could be
a... We put vodka in and get a blackout out.
Fucked up fun is what it's all about.
Pissing off your boyfriend's what it's all about.
We're going to hit that thing. We're getting drunk, do the slip and slide,
I'm
break
gonna
our shit.
I'm going to make like a Jaeger and Red Bull snow cone. I'm going to make a fucking vodka cranberry snow cone. And then just a straight whiskey snow cone once I black out.
Yeah.
You put whiskey in and get crying out.
Also, I was looking at like what the flavor packs were. Last week we were talking about what the actual, you know, the shit you put on
yeah,
it to give it flavor.
So old.
It was Flavor-Aid is what came with
like
it.
Like Lick-A-Maid?
No, it was Flavor-Aid.
Oh.
It was
mean,
like it was the
Lick-A-Maid.
No, it was the shitty Kool-Aid. It wasn't even like real
Kool-Aid. Oh, like the generic Kool-Aid your right. parents get, and you're like, you can't even afford real Kool-Aid.
You're like, that's... I can get fucking 15 for a quarter, and
yeah.
you can't
and
get
you can't
the fucking
get the
real
deal? Kool-Aid. Fuck. I know it takes 15 cups of sugar to make it taste good, but it's still Kool-Aid. For
all right.
fuck's sake.
The last one.
The last
Jenny.
One is the fucking best one.
Okay, this was another one that I really, really wanted.
Yeah.
And again, my friend Adrian had it.
God damn that Adrian.
And I had the crappy one. And the wheel, I'm going to play it and then I'll tell it.
Okay.
This is the Green Machine.
Green Machine. Woo!
8, 9, 10 years old. Old enough for Green Machine. A racer for guys who like a ride that's really fast. Woo! Woo! Six shift controls. Swivel action rear wheels. Twist, turn, and spin like wild.
Green Machine.
What a ride. Green Machine with stick shift steering. Some assembly required. Green Machine by Marks.
By Marks? What the fuck's Marks?
Yeah, Marks isn't around anymore.
Marks is not around.
But I remember...
I'm like 8, 9, 10. Old enough for Green Machine.
How old are you, motherfucker? You're gonna tear ass.
You're old enough for the Green Machine. Stick shift, some assembly.
Tearing ass around your neighborhood. Running over rose bushes.
I also love when we found that video. It's circa 1978. Ugh, come on.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
I had the big wheel, and I think I had a couple of them. But you know, you had that like kind of a your
spin out
your e-brake.
Your e-brake. But my wheel, front wheel, always got jacked. There'd be it would get a flat spot in it. So you're riding around, it's all thunk 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 thunk. And I'd be
like,
that
doesn't happen on the Green Machine.
Not that Green Machine.
I don't think fucking just.
Goddamn, Adrian.
You
and he'd never let
kid.
Me ride it.
Yeah, you always have that kid you knew that had every fucking thing.
And also, right next to the Green Machine, in his garage, was a BB gun.
God.
And I was like, oh, we could get that green machine BB gun.
And those kids are the kids that you go over and you're like, let's play the green machine, let's play the BB gun. They're like, those are boring. Let's play with the yo-yo. Like, they just want to play with, like, the stupidest shit. And you're like, but you have awesome things.
They're
like,
the kids that want to play with the box.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, my parents just got me some markers and paper. You want to draw? And you're like,
let's watch my gerbil sleep.
Yeah, you have the fucking green machine. Do you even understand what you have at your fingertips, you crazy fucking
kid? Hey, Jenny,
you want to
play jacks?
I love the friends.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I have a ton of jacks. My parents are poor. Nope. Like, I have a million jacks. I don't have a green machine.
I'm going to sit in your bathroom and flush the toilet over and over again. No,
yeah, that's
a
fun
toy.
I love the friends who you would be like, hey, can we play with your green machine? They'd be like, well, we got to go through some preliminary processes and sign some waivers before we can do that. We got to ask mom and dad.
I don't think you know how to do it.
God damn your green machine bureaucracy.
I'm pretty sure you don't know how to do it because you never had a green machine before.
Right.
And
I don't need you always wishy-washying around. You got to go straight in
the
line.
It's hard to operate.
Fucking asshole.
If you don't know how to do it.
Anyway, you got another movie madness, Patrick?
Sure. Here you go, Jenny.
Well, hiking boots, huh? Well, let's see what we got, huh? These here are the top of the line. Scientifically engineered and all that crap. Guaranteed by some Sierra Club asshole not to hurt a chipmunk if you step on it. Personally, I think they're for pussies and faggots.
That, I have no idea now from...
That was a repeat. I realized that was a repeat. That was a repeat, but I needed to give that to you,
okay.
Jenny.
Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. You can call us, and please do, on our hotline, which is 503-928-7751, and leave us a message. It's always good to hear from people that are listening to the show, and we usually, you know, we'll play them if it's good.
If it's good. Post on our Facebook, too, if you find any good commercials of toys that you wanted that your fucking Adrian in your life had that you never had.
What was the girl that had the snow cone machine?
Shannon.
So Shannon and Adrian, you motherfuckers.
They always had
it
all.
And you're pissed off about Ashley from the Van Halen run.
Well, I mean, I wasn't pissed off. I just felt old.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a Snoopy snow cone, so there's two strikes against me.
Jenny needs
Jenny. Jenny never had a snow cone.
We're going to jump into fake break, and we'll be right back.
Here's Milky, the marvelous milking cow. It's fun to milk her, gonna do it right now. She drinks the water when we pump her tail. She's raising her head, it's milking time now. Her pretend milk is a feeling the pail.
She drinks water and gives pretend milk.
Milky, the marvelous milking cow.
Milky, the marvelous milking cow with pretend milk tablets. She's new from Kenner.
And we're back from fake break. Thank you for sticking around, Milky.
Don't bump that tail.
Don't bump that tail.
What the fuck's up with the milk tablet?
It's got fake cancer tablets. She drinks the water when you pump her tail.
That was a fucking
I already.
You know what's the best thing about Milky is like.
I don't think there's anything bad.
There's not anything bad. Well, the best thing is that most kids' toys, when you pump something, you get out something delicious. Not with Milky. You get fake milk.
You get like... You
like
get
what,
water.
Are you...
It's water that tastes like sand.
No, it's milk.
It's milk with vitamin K.
Yep.
Are you...
Chock full of vitamin K.
Are you not? Are you supposed to buy your kid Milky and be like, whatever you do, little Billy, don't drink the fake milk that comes out?
I gave you a toy that you can't really enjoy.
Okay, wait.
Exactly.
Have you ever had
a toy that you can't enjoy? Milky, Milky, Milky.
Have you ever had a toy that produced something that you didn't eat? I remember that Stretch Armstrong. We stabbed
it. Did you
eat it? And it drank his milk.
You drank his body milk.
We totally did. Did you ever have a Stretch Armstrong? We totally stabbed it with like a Swiss Army.
I drank it.
I didn't
ooze.
Drink his milk.
We tried it. It was sweet.
That's why you cannot be killed by weapons.
A toy like that, you're going to want to know what is the insides. Even like the fucking Etch-A-Sketch. We destroyed ours to find out what the magic was inside the sketch.
To unlock the mystery.
That's probably why I'm so fucked up now and I don't have a memory.
I don't want to know.
It's Etch-A-Sketch powder.
Do you remember breaking that thing open?
No.
Nope.
Didn't do
I
it.
Don't.
No, what? Etch-a-Sketch? I never even had one of those.
Who's
exactly.
Is that mommy's new boyfriend? The fuck? What the fuck is that? But anyway, I posted it on Facebook.
Get the milk. Yeah, watch the commercial. It's brilliant.
That thing drinks the water, and then you milk it.
It makes
the milk.
You milk the tail. No, like you pump the tail to get it to drink the water, but you actually milk the teats.
Yeah, you milk it. It's got little teats.
You milk the teats.
You
like,
said,
how
you
is that
stop
fun?
Saying teats, because when
milk
you do it,
teats.
I want to throw up.
You milk, exactly. Like, why is that a fun toy? You get to milk her teats. Don't drink the milk, because it's full of mercury and cancer. Like, why would any kid want to milk a teat?
I like how it's mercury.
It's just cancer cow. Hey, Patrick, could we get a movie managed for me?
Sure.
Well, I guess you're out of luck, aren't you? Your little cart's going to drown. Now, aren't you sorry you didn't let me pass through your golf course?
Hey, golf course.
Yeah. And now you're going to die wearing that stupid little hat. How does it feel?
I wish I had milk.
I wish I had some vitamin K.
Really, Jenny? Nothing?
I don't know. I got nothing on that one. Can I have another one, please?
You want... do you know who the actor is, at
no.
least?
No.
It took
is
me
it
a long
Milky?
Time to get it.
You know what was in this? Cyclone B. You remember? What the Nazis had? Listen. Empty. This was used, man. This was actually used. I wonder how many kikes this little can took out. Huh? Think about it. Here.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Everything sounds so familiar to me, but I got nothing. It all sounds like so on the tip of my brain. But I drank too much Milky when I was young, and now I don't remember.
I ate too much of that.
Mr. Fellas. I've had a really rare morning.
Okay.
So, nothing? Nothing on the movie Madness yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so let's move on to last week's douchebag of the week. Who actually took it? There was a tie. Second time in Hideous Creature Show history that there was a tie for first place. In second place was the new drunk woman that trashed her boyfriend's car with the dog leash. That the cops came and she was standing at the door with a beer can.
Was that a week ago?
That was a week ago.
Oh, my God. It feels like eons ago.
So much money.
In first place, A, was the mother that seduced her son that she'd given up for adoption and then found him again on Facebook, seduced him.
And fucked him?
Oh, yeah.
Brody.
Yep. And then also at first place was the transvestite that went apeshit and burned her house. And
I voted for that one. I didn't
stuff.
Even hear it, but I voted for that
you
one.
You went voting
I
crazy.
Just random
you love
voted.
Democracy.
I like to vote.
So why don't we jump into Douchebag of the Week for episode 53.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going
to
fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
The first thing Anna Maria Funchalli noticed was the paint. It was everywhere. The living room couch and the floor were covered with it. Even her 6-year-old gray and white Shih Tzu Muffin was painted light blue. Holes were punched in the screens of her 46-inch television. The computer monitor was smashed. It got worse when you went upstairs. The pictures were slashed and the walls were dented. In her bedroom, eggs splattered the walls and dill pickles and olive oil had been dumped on the floor along with her clothes.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I need to stop you right now. I don't want to hear a douchebag of the week that has to deal with a Twilight fan.
It probably was.
You know what? You're probably right.
Her mattress was slashed, a mirror smashed, that rhymed, and the bed overturned. Her jewelry box, blood pressure medication, and a couple of Xbox video games belonging to her 10-year-old and 14-year-old boys appeared to be the only things missing. So it wasn't a robbery, is what we're getting to. In the basement, the freezer was empty, and the once frozen food strewn about the house. It wasn't wrecked. It was unrecognizable, Vincelli said Tuesday. The same day a 16-year-old boy pleaded guilty to breaking into her home and four other houses, dumping gallons of paint over carpets and furniture, leaving excrement on the floor, and most disturbingly, killing a neighbor's pet gecko by putting it in the microwave.
This is like 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that story.
It kind
was.
Of is written that way.
It's,
So what we're getting
he's
to...
He's pooping and destroying and going...
And nuking
cuckoo.
Some geckos.
And nuking geckos.
How old was he?
Did
we establish that yet?
16.
16.
Four of the break-ins occurred over 5 hours in broad daylight on April 13th. This story, by the way, is like 4 pages long, so I'm absolutely just picking out the points.
Gonna paraphrase it.
A Crown prosecutor said one woman came home to discover her kitchen cupboards open and bedrooms turned upside down. Her children's rooms were ransacked and the 32-inch flat screen TV, DVD player, stereo system, Xbox video game system, 100 games, and BlackBerry stolen. The family's pet gecko was also caught up in the rampage. Jesus. The lizard was placed in the microwave and the oven was then activated, thus killing the family's pet.
Gecky!
So they did steal shit from another... Yeah, Gecky was killed. They did steal shit from another person's house. Maybe the first lady just didn't have any good shit. In the first break-in, which occurred on April 7th,
this is
the
kind
homeowner
of a downer.
Returned to discover empty beer bottles, half-eaten food, and cigarette and marijuana butts strewn about his living room and kitchen. They were high.
Damn you, marijuana!
They were. It was the
madness.
It was exactly what it was, Patrick. Pots of this is my favorite part. Pots of macaroni and corn were on the stove, and mustard smeared on the walls. The bedroom drawers had been pulled out and ransacked.
Well, mustard on the walls actually.
I like that
the
they
paint.
Put a pot of corn on and just boiled it. They're like, "Fuck you!
Fuck you and your corn!
Fuck you! You wanted to eat this for dinner, suckers!" Fancelli said she feels lucky that the teen didn't kill her dog like he did the lizard.
Is Falcor showing up? This is the never-ending story.
It's true. Seriously, I'm paraphrasing, too. This shit is 5 pages long. Fancelli says she feels lucky that the teen didn't kill her dog like he did the lizard, although she questions what kind of person feels the need to harm an innocent pet by pouring paint all over it.
Gecky!
Police later matched the teen's fingerprints to an empty beer bottle discovered in the first break-in. His prints were also found on sliding windows at the house that the lizard was killed.
CSI Milwaukee.
That's it.
How fuck? That's actually horrible.
It's horrible, and it really is 5 pages long. I really, like, there's so much other just random corn and mustard and boiling of macaronis that they did at other houses.
The spread of saffron in the air.
They burned some sage at the first house before they killed another lizard.
He's dubbed the culinary bandit.
Maybe he boiled down the lizard to make a broth with the corn. I'm not sure.
What? Okay, so...
So they did steal.
Right, okay, but...
They did steal.
Right.
Xbox and games.
And games, and I think they smashed some TVs instead of stealing them, which is just stupid.
Well, they couldn't get it out in probably a pillowcase.
It's hard to fit that on your BMX.
Yeah, it's hard. Exactly. It's hard to fit it on your fanny pack before you ride away on your Razor scooter.
That motherfucker should just be strung up, or not, he should be put in gallows in the center of town.
And they everybody should throw hot corn on him.
And then they should, like, let loose and all the pedophiles and just let him go crazy.
They should also make him eat the dead lizard.
That's fucked up. I mean, I never did anything like that. I mean,
you didn't
I was
destroy?
More mischievous as a child.
Yeah, you stole mayonnaise from one-night stands.
But that's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, who didn't?
But, so the douchebag in that particular story is, of course, that
right kid.
Is it one kid?
Well, it said that there was more than one break-in. 4 break-ins occurred. I think
Satan worshippers.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because this shit is so fucking long. But they know for sure that... a 16-year-old boy pleaded guilty to breaking into her home and 4 other houses. And he dumped gallons of paint all over all of their houses. Regardless of whether he killed a gecko or boiled a bunch of corn.
He destroyed all the shit.
He destroyed all the shit and he stole a bunch of Xbox games and things.
Yeah, that kid needs to be reprimanded.
It's horrible.
Seriously reprimanded.
And thank God the Shih Tzu Muffin just got paint poured on
her.
Well,
it probably hid under the bed. Little fella.
Little sweet fella muffin.
Gecky.
Gecky.
I miss you, Gecky.
Gecky got killed, though. That's awful. Who puts a gecko in the microwave? That's just sadistic and weird.
Yeah, it is fucking horribly weird. Hey, Patrick, you got into the movie Madness for us in there?
I do, if you bear with me for okay. 1 second, because this is... Okay, here you go. Here you go, Jimmy. This is for
you. Thank
you.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I still call my boss Mr. I worked for him for 7.5 years, but I walk in here all of a sudden, total stranger, and I'm calling you Rick and Sheila like we're in some kind of AA meeting. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
I think I might know. I think I might know now.
You think you might know?
Yeah.
I'm with you. We're the same, you and me. We're the same, don't you see? We are not the same. I'm an American. You're a sick asshole. What kind of vigilante are you?
God, I keep thinking that I know and then I don't know.
Yeah, he played this game with me.
Can I say who I think the actor is?
Yeah, totally.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, you're okay. Right.
Yeah, it
you're
is
right.
Michael Douglas.
You're right.
Okay, I think I know what it is then.
You do?
Yeah, I think okay. I know the movie.
Patrick, do you have a douchebag of the week
I
for us?
I have a very weird, odd story. A 32-year-old man was caught playing ping pong while claiming to be disabled by cerebral palsy. He has been jailed for 3 years by a Swedish court. The man's deception defrauded the social insurance agency of millions of dollars. Millions of kronor. He was found.
So kronor is like how many like Star Wars cards you have stacked up?
How many barbarians?
How much mana you have?
It's how do you gauge a kronor?
It's krona. Obviously, it's Sweden, but it says kronor in the story. He was found out in April after secret police cameras recorded him living an active life, making phone calls, and participating in a table tennis tournament. A table tennis tournament, despite claiming to be confined to a wheelchair. He was found guilty of aggravated fraud and aggravated subsidy crime by a district court. And after serving the sentence, the man, an Iraqi citizen, will be deported to his homeland. He must also pay $640,000 in compensation to the agency.
Hey, Cromac.
Eight people were involved in the man's deception. A 54-year-old man believed to be the brains behind the fraud was also sentenced to 20 months in prison for aggravated subsidy crime and tax evasion. The CEO and the personal assistance company was sentenced to 30 months in prison for aggravated fraud and aggravated subsidy crime. Another five others were involved may receive suspended sentences for assisting the aggravated subsidy crime. Nowhere in the story tells you why the man faked cerebral palsy to compete in a ping pong tournament.
Okay, so for people that don't know what cerebral palsy is, it's a very debilitating...
Yeah, absolutely. Most people with cerebral palsy are in a wheelchair.
Right.
Most people, if they're high functioning, they could operate their own wheelchair, but most of the time they even can't do that.
Or aren't they like somewhat paraplegic?
Yes, and a lot of the times they're also mentally disabled as well.
It's not that they're mentally disabled. It's like parts of their brain shut down, and they can't access the information that they have.
So their motor functions and their physical functions are fucked up.
Are stifled, right.
Right.
So you can't play table tennis? Ping pong? No ping pong?
I would say that I could probably beat a cerebral palsy person in table tennis, I'm not very good at it.
I would agree with you, but why did this dude go through this, and why is he committing fraud? Was he in a tournament?
Well,
a cerebral palsy ping pong tournament?
Maybe
those exist a
lot.
Who
knows?
This story sucks.
Well, anyway, so maybe after a certain amount of time that he had this fraud going on, that he realized, you know, being stuck in his house for X number of years, doing nothing but playing ping pong, realized, well, shit, I have a gift.
I can make it on the CP tournament.
And decided to do it? Right? That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Did he bet on it? Maybe. The story doesn't tell you
no,
anything.
No, it doesn't tell you enough to know why this guy is, A, a douchebag, obviously, but what were his motivations in doing...
But let's break it down. So somebody fakes to have CP.
So he's wheelchair-ridden, so they can benefit right?
somehow. He's not, but he was.
For his disability, he is wheelchair-ridden.
He was saying that he was, yeah. Although he makes phone calls and fucking makes tacos and does that upright.
Well, tacos, duh. Like, if you have CP, when it's time to make tacos, you can stand right up and cook up that ground beef and just make them. Yeah.
Have you ever known a
and
cerebral palsy
done,
person
you gotta
in Mexico?
You got to get... Exactly. They right. make tacos all the time.
Right. And he owns and runs a mechanic shop.
Right, exactly. He knows how to... He knows his way around a lake.
Until the cameras are rolling.
So, douchebag of the week for that story is, of course, that dude. Or is it, like, maybe his friends... For talking him up, saying he's a good ping pong
no,
player.
It's him.
No, it's him.
It's him.
It's definitely him.
It's pride. It's ego. It's hubris.
Good. So. I'm glad he got caught.
Yeah.
Hope he does time with that fucking gecko killer.
Yeah. Me too.
He won't. He's in Sweden. He's getting railed.
Plus,
up
the gecko killer won't do any time. He's 16. He'll get juvie.
Is
he'll
gonna
get
be,
juvie and he's not he'll
even,
get out.
He's not even gonna be like a juvie lifer.
Right, he's going to be like, you speared mustard
months.
And feces on the wall, little Billy, and now you're okay.
Ugh. Hey, you got into the movie Madison, Patrick?
This is to assuage your...
Okay, your... I think I'm on the trail.
Here you go there, Jenny.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Turn around, look at that. You see what I mean? It's plump, it's juicy, it's 3 inches thick. Now... Look at this sorry, miserable, squashed thing. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this picture? Anybody? Anybody at all?
I have an idea of a movie in my head, but I don't know.
And they'll spit on your food if you're not nice to them. I know all about
them. Again, thank you to the listeners. We understand there's some... We're repeating some of them.
We
but,
are, but Jenny wasn't here.
Yeah, but Jenny wasn't here, and we want her in on this one.
We wanted her.
We I needed see. Her.
Oh, I did.
Needed you for the baby madness, Charlie.
What is this? The last stand on Fiji?
I don't know. I have a movie in my head, and I can't get it out.
Do you want to take some guesses or some stabs?
Well, I don't want to say what it is until the end of the show, because okay. we're not supposed to do that, right?
Right.
I will say that the movie that I want to guess is two words.
What's your douchebag of the week? You know what? I'm sorry, but you just went on this. Not really a big fan of True Blood.
I can't. I gotta wait. I have. We're gonna talk about it later okay. in a different right, show. Just,
I noticed on the Facebook that there was a particular person that was like, stop fucking talking about that show. And I actually went back and listened to one show today while I was doing some stuff on the computer. And you and I talked about it for like 40 minutes.
Obsessed.
I apologize to the viewers of that show, listeners of that show, because we really did fucking obsess about True Blood.
Yeah, and we will again.
And we will again.
Unfortunately, have a problem.
I have a problem. I've been watching the new one, so I have a fucking problem.
I saw the
problem.
Book in your car today.
God.
You have a book?
Yes.
I've been oh, my God. Books. I'm really...
Okay, so my douchebag of the week is police in southern Russia launch an animal cruelty investigation after a tour operator forced a donkey to parasail over the sea.
Wait. Okay, I'm with you. Go ahead.
It sounds funny, but it's really horrible.
It's really awful. It's horrible. Really fucking
Continue.
Horrible.
Video footage showed the beast being catapulted in the air. The donkey was then towed by a boat for over half an hour.
It's so
Initially,
mean. It makes me almost want to cry. I'm not even
it's
kidding.
It's horrible.
It's really fucking mean.
Flailing in its legs and then hanging... Under a multicolored parachute.
It's like a fucking rainbow-colored pride parachute.
At least 30 meters over the surf.
Donkeys, A, don't swim. They're not... They don't like to be above the surf.
Stunned beachgoers said the animal had bared in fear as it was whistled through the air.
Bade.
I'm sorry. Bade over the air.
Hee-haw. That's
causing children to burst into tears.
Oh, my God.
That is genius.
As onlookers called on their cell phones.
To Jesus
I'm going to paraphrase the rest of the thing. This guy in Russia thought it would be a great stunt for his
SeaWorld in Russia.
Right, to his parasailing, for his parasailing business, to put a donkey up and have a parasail.
Look, donkeys like it. Your kids will, too. $40.
I just also think that the kids in southern Russia are pussies. They have to cry. Like, if I saw a donkey float by, I'd be like, holy shit, it's a donkey. Yay, go
while
donkey.
While it's thrashing its legs and braying in fear.
This is a town donkey. We all know. Quote, one local woman told reporters he worked for several years on the beach being photographed with tourists. As soon as the ordeal was over.
God, it's Donnie the donkey. He worked all weekend.
A lot of the people on the beach ran forward to soothe him.
Oh,
witnesses say the animal was hauled through the sea and onto the land.
I'm almost about to cry right now.
It's a horrible, horrible story.
June sent me this story to print out, and underneath the picture it says, like, the donkey was yelling in fear as it was, like, ascended above the sea. And there's an actual picture of the donkey in the fucking harness of the parasail. It's so sad.
It is so horrible.
He doesn't... The
Jenny,
donkey
you
doesn't...
Are, you actually are crying.
I am seriously, like, not happy.
No, it's actually... It's very horrible.
It's so horrible. But a donkey doesn't understand parasailing?
It doesn't want to do it.
Or Club Med?
I don't even understand parasailing.
The animal's owners, who were arrested after the stunt, tourist for anyway. So the people
Good.
That the people that did it are under arrest, and they could serve 2 years in jail.
What about the donkey?
But he was kind of a famous donkey.
He was like, hey, get your picture taken with the donkey. Now watch this. And it was all, like, terrified.
It was horrible.
He was the Sugar Ray of donkeys.
If you listeners don't vote for This as a Douchebag, I will kill you.
You're the douchebag. Ooh, it's a twist.
I'm the douchebag for liking donkeys.
No, they're the douchebag if they don't vote for
exactly.
the donkey.
Exactly.
Right, police said organizers of the unusual attraction were being questioned over a potential animal cruelty charge, which carries a heavy fine or a maximum 2-year jail sentence. So hopefully these assholes get it. But
they should get kicked by the donkey.
The douchebag
fucked by the donkey.
The douchebag of the week for this one is those fucking assholes that did that to the poor donkey.
He didn't know. He's a donkey. Fly over the sea, donkey.
That's fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm.
His name was probably Charlie.
Charlie, you can fly.
So anyway, that's horrible.
That's
I'm
a fucked up story. It's sad. It's
whatever.
A sad
this
story.
Kid microwaved a gecko. Whatever. That yeah. guy.
Lots
fucking...
of animal cruelty.
Oh,
Patrick,
I
do you have
like
another
it.
Movie madness for us?
This is another repeat, but
I'm rolling back prices to 1965. What do you think of that?
I see. The movie that I have in my head is wrong. I know it's wrong.
You should have children playing here. You should have families having picnics. You should have a goddamn petting zoo. Instead, you got these stupid electric carts for you old men with nothing better to do.
Okay, so Jen, you want to recap?
Yeah, so recap for episode 53, Douchebag of the Week. Number one, we got Teen Gecko Killer, who also did a bunch of other fucked up shit. Two, Cerebral Palsy Faker. And three, donkey parasail assholes.
I agree.
Those are the three that we got.
So, hey, viewers, you can go to our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 53.
Check us out on Facebook. We're there. We're live.
Right, and you can also follow links on our Facebook page to what we're doing. So let's get another movie, Madison. Gotcha.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Drink, 85 cents. You pay, a go.
It's a fi. I don't understand a fi. There's a V in the word. It's five. You don't got V's in China?
Not Chinese. I'm Korean.
I know what it is.
You got it, Jenny?
I got it.
You got it way faster than I did.
I got it.
No, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. We went through like 30 clips before I got it.
I got it. And I want to rewatch this movie so bad.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Actually, no. I do too.
It's a good fucking movie.
I
want to
rewatch this movie now.
Okay, so...
Can I reveal?
Let's do one more clip and then we'll do a reveal.
This is a quick one.
Have a nice day, fellas. Y'all come back now, you hear?
This is probably the last movie I actually watched Michael Douglas in. I can't think of another movie that he was in that I watched that I enjoyed since this one. Can you think?
I can, but I won't go into them now because that would spoil some things.
For next times.
Oh, next time movies.
Okay, so Jenny, reveal.
Falling Down.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding,
that
ding,
movie's
ding.
Rad. I just set a reminder on my telephone to tell me to put it on my Netflix because I want to watch that movie again.
I'm sorry for the listeners who had to hear the repeats for last week, but Jenny wasn't here, and I got a lot
nice.
Of clips.
You guys are nice.
We love you.
You guys are sweet.
That one was... It was a good... It had
it was
so
really
many good,
good.
Clips. And it had so many lines.
I got
great.
Falling Down like 10 clips ago, but every clip kept throwing me off, and I kept thinking it was a different movie. It was very good, Patrick. Oh, very good.
Thank you.
So the intro to the show was Zach Galifianakis for Hangover, and we are going to close out episode 53, and thank you guys, everybody, for contacting us, that has contacted us. We've got t-shirts, actually... in print that are going, and we're going to sell them.
Thank you to whoever gave us a rating on iTunes. It
oh,
was
that's
not
right.
Jenny or I.
Yeah,
which
it
June
wasn't
thought
me.
He was like, did you write this? And did
yeah,
Jenny didn't write it.
It wasn't me.
Also, go on to iTunes, anybody that would that has some time, and give us a 5-star rating and give us a nice little synopsis because that helps us go up. We are a little independent podcast. We're not the NBCs and the BBCs and all that stuff.
I'm out
Not
of here.
Yet. This is the Hideous Creature Show. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to do another show next week. We're going to leave the show with an actual... I got a bootleg version of the new Mark Lanegan. And we're going to end the show with that.
Fuck yeah.
So we'll see you guys for episode 54. And have a great week. Actually, have a wonderful
week.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Tatas are code for breasts.
I stumble and I fall. Your time is on my side. Don't make sense of it all. Despite my foolish pride. It's got me on my knees. Tearing up my heart. Shaking at my bones, tearing me apart. I can't get close to you. I come undone. I come undone. Come undone. Babe, I come undone. Take its toll. Time can break your heart. And if I had the chance, we'd never have to part. Took my only flame. Took my one desire. Threw it all away. Went jumping in the fire. I can't get close to you. Come undone. Come undone. Come undone. Baby, come undone.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Happy birthday, Rob!